Down upon God's holy word. For those of you who have your Bibles, let us go to the book of Job. The very beginning. If you have it, just amen, toot your horn, anything, everybody. Y'all ready? All right, let's go. Job 1 and 1, it says, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and he shunned evil. Scroll down to verse number 8. It says, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. You'll scroll on down to chapter 2, verse 3. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on earth. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity. Church, he still maintains his integrity. Although you incited me against him to ruin him without a reason. And if you go down to verse number 9, his wife said unto him, are you still maintaining your integrity? Are you still maintaining your integrity? So I'd like to talk to you this morning from the subject, are you still maintaining your integrity? Now I can't think of a more prime example in the Old Testament than Brother Job. You see, he was a wealthy and a successful man. He had a life filled with people, possessions, and prestige. And he was a man of great integrity. Yet and still, he was tested by Satan. I mean, suddenly he was assaulted on all sides. He was devastated down to his very foundation. But his life was built on Satan. Well, his life was built on God. So it endured. So analyze your life. Check your foundation. And hopefully, when all is gone but God, you will be able to say that he indeed is enough. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, people of God, when I look at Job, I see so many life lessons. But today, we're going to focus on his integrity, okay? Now, Job was a man of God that was tried by the fire. And he came out just like pure gold. You see, he experienced some things that would have broken the very best of people. You see, I know because I was Job. You understand? You see, I lost it all. I lost my money, my possessions, my wealth, and my health. And there was even a couple of times that I thought I was going to lose my wife. But you see, God, church, I said God, God saw me through. Amen? Lord have mercy. Now we might have to have some church out here today. You see, as a matter of fact, I think God may have one or two people out here that don't mind giving him some honor and glory this morning. You know, one or two people that don't mind giving him the praise that he deserves. Yes, just one or two people, Pastor. Just one or two. You know, everything that Job loved was taken away from him. But it wasn't what he was going through, but how he went through it. Amen? Oh, Job, I mean, he took it like a pro. I mean, he kept his integrity because he knew that no matter what he lost, what he went through, or how much he suffered, he was going to be with God in the end. Amen?
Amen.
Many of you may not realize this, but according to most historians, Job was probably the first book of the Bible ever to be written. So that would make our very first lesson in the Bible, inspired by God, to be about our integrity. Amen? So for those of you who have your Bibles, I would like for you to meet me in the beginning. And remember, not Genesis, but Job. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So we're going back to Job 1 and 1. Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. All right. It says, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and he shunned evil. Mm-hmm. Now, that's some good integrity, y'all. The adjectives, this man blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. It said he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Mm-hmm. The number of his kids represented the number of completion. Then the Bible says that he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen. Mm-hmm. Now, yoke is 2, so that would be 1,000 oxen, 500 donkeys, and a large number of servants. Now, the Bible tells us this because they want us to realize just how rich Job was. Mm-hmm. See, back in these days, a man's wealth was judged on the livestock that he owned. So, you see, Job was extremely rich. My Bible tells me that he was the greatest man among all the people of the East. Mm-hmm. You see where your territory doesn't take you, fellas? It says his sons used to host parties, well, feasts in their homes for their birthdays. Mm-hmm. It said they would invite their 3 sisters to party with them, to eat and drink with them. Amen? I want y'all to understand that back in these days that it was sociably acceptable. Not only was it sociably acceptable, but it was expected, fellas, for you to court, date, be fruitful, multiply, marry your sisters. Amen? So that's why they didn't invite the homegirls over. That's why they invited their sisters. Amen? It said that when the period of feasting had ran its course, Job made arrangements for each of them to be purified. Mm-hmm. It said early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. Now, Job was the leader of his family, so therefore he acted as the priest. So Job made these sacrifices in order to atone for his children's sins. Amen? It says, one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. Now I want y'all to know that if you die and go to heaven and become an angel, you still have to report to God. Amen?
Amen.
And you should be doing it now. In the morning, when you open your eyes, before your feet hit the floor, you should report. When you put that food on your plate, before you eat, you need to report. You understand? When things aren't going well, you need to report. When things are going great, you need to report. Yes, and before you go to bed at night, you need to report. So y'all make sure you make a good habit of reporting to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It says that Satan also came with them. See, Satan's got a report also. The Lord asked Satan, said, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth and going back and forth on it. You see, church, Satan had been roaming the earth trying to find someone who praise God with no ulterior motive. Amen? Amen. So the Lord asked Satan, said, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. God's using these same two virtues to describe Job once again. It said he is blameless and upright. A man who fears God and shuns evil. Then Satan, with his no integrity, having self, look what he does. He said, does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, he said, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? Now who is Satan to question God? Who is any of us to question God? Amen? It says, you have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds have spread throughout the land. You see, without respect for authority, your integrity is shot. Amen? You must respect authority. It said, Satan says, but now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And you see, Satan was trying to entice God to do Job some harm. But you know, God, with his perfect integrity,
yes.
could not do Job any harm. But what he did was he allowed Satan to test Job, you see, to prove a point about Job's integrity. Amen? Let me show you what Satan did. It says, then Satan, well, the Lord said to Satan, well, then everything he has is in your power. But on the man himself,
do not
lay a finger. Amen? But Satan went out of the presence of the Lord. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
But let me tell you what he did. It says, one day when Job's sons and daughters was partying, feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job, and he says, the oxen were plowing, and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the sea beams attacked and made off with them. They put your servant to sword, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you. I know Job was there, huh? But before he could get it out of his mouth, it says, while he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the fire of God fell from the heavens and burnt up the sheep and servants, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you. I know Job was like, do what? But while he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans formed three raiding parties, swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put your servants to sword, and I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. Now, I don't know about old Job, but I'll be like, hey, just one more thing, okay? Just one more. And, but while he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, your sons and daughters was partying at the oldest brother's house when suddenly a mighty wind came. It hit all four corners of the house. And the roof collapsed on the house. It said, and they're dead. And I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. Now, see, that's when I'd open the window, throw my integrity out. I'm down on the third floor on the sidewalk. I've been tempted to jump out there on it and kill myself, get it all over. But let me tell you what old Job did. Job, it said at this, Job got up, tore his robe, shaved his head, and then fell to the ground, not to trip out, go off and trip out like me, and many of you would have done, but he fell down to worship, and he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord has gave, and the Lord has taken away. Amen. See, old Job, he knows this. He didn't bring nothing into this world. Yes, and he wasn't going to take nothing out. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Woo. It said in all of this, Job did not sin by charging God with any wrong. Amen. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. Mm-hmm. And Satan came with them to present himself. The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. Amen. Yeah. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him.
Yes.
He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Amen.
Yes.
It says, and he still maintains his integrity. And he still maintains his integrity, church. He still maintains his integrity. Though you incited me against him to ruin him without a reason. Now, you see, old Satan, he tested Job again and again. And even through his wife. If you go down to verse 9, his wife said to him, my word, are you still maintaining your integrity? Yes, church, are you still maintaining your integrity? So all that Job was going through, all the tests that Satan put him through, old Job, he just continued to maintain his integrity. But I'm going to close the book of Job right now with hope that you will open yours. And when you get a chance, I want you to finish Job. I want you to see how the story ends. I will tell you, it's a mighty happy ending. Job, God bless Job beyond measure for maintaining his integrity. Amen. You see, we should all strive to do our best in this area. You see, my King Jesus maintained the greatest integrity. And we can't call ourselves Christians or followers of Christ unless our integrity is intact. Amen. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and being committed to doing what's right. You heard the quote, let your light shine. Well, that's your integrity, people. In Psalms 25 and 21, it says, may integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Don't let Satan cause you to lose your integrity, church. He'll have you going straight to hell with gasoline drawers on. You hear me? The Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 10 and verse 9 says that whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever walks the crooked path will be found out.
Yes.
Amen. You see, our integrity is one of the most important parts of our Christian journey. It's the core quality of a happy and successful Christian life. It's the greatest of all virtues. People with integrity are grateful, respectful, honest, trustworthy, hardworking, responsible, helpful, and patient.
That's
wow. We can only hope to live up to all of these standards in our daily lives. But it is what God expects from us. Amen? Amen. I'm gonna leave you because y'all can't take no more. But I am, before I leave, I'm going to ask you one more time, beloved, where is your integrity? Amen. Church, that's all I got for you today. But I do want to know, is there anyone who feels the need to come to God? Anyone want to give your life to Christ today? Would there be one? Come on down while the blood is running fresh in your veins. Amen? Just come right on down. Is there anyone in desire and prayer? Just raise your hand. Toot your horn. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be in your presence once again.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for just keeping us safe on the highways and byways of life, dear
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you for allowing us to feel all of our pains, all of our heartaches, everything that we're going through, dear Lord. We just happen to be alive to feel it, dear Lord. But dear Lord, we thank you for all that you do, dear Lord. You're so wonderful, and you're just amazing, Lord. And we're grateful, and we thank you, dear Lord. We just ask that someone has been delivered this day, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this word that you've given us. We ask that you will please keep us reminded about our integrity, dear Lord, so that we may grow stronger and better to be better Christians each and every day for
yes,
you, dear Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let us let our light shine, yes, dear Lord, Lord, each and everywhere that we go, dear Lord, so we can bless your holy name. Dear Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just can't thank you enough. And we, once again, thank you for everything that you do.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, we ask that you please just touch each and every one under the sound of my voice, dear
Amen.
Lord. Go out into the community, dear Lord, and bless them all, dear Lord. There are so many that wish they could have been here with us today, and they weren't able to. But, dear Lord, you know their hearts. Dear Lord, you know their needs.
Yes,
we ask that you please bless them, dear Lord. And we just thank you once more and again. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, and let all the redeemed say, Amen. 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 Amen.